Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This needs to be the end of the Shane Kafka experiment. They had an opportunity here. They got pasted last night. Again, an embarrassing performance. Think about it. You fired the head coach, fired the D coordinator, the two guys everybody wanted out of here, and still the same results. Getting progressively worse here. You have to discipline Abdul Carter yet again. Jackson Dart being reckless and just not playing smart football. A total mess with the New York football Giants.
Yeah, it's a mess. And it's a mess everywhere you look. The GM has not done a good job. The former coach didn't do a good enough job to keep his job. That's why he's gone. The interim head coach has really not done a whole lot to distinguish himself, so he won't get the job. Abdul Carter's acting like a clown. There's no internal leadership letting him do whatever he wants. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's setting the example. And now the special teams are collapsing, and the Giants were a national joke last night. You know, basically kicking divots further than footballs as they attempted field goals. So it's just an ugly,
who do you
ugly
blame for that?
Scene.
You blaming Shane Bowen for that? You blaming Brian Daboll for that?
No.
Or is it Joe Shane? Like, come on.
Oh, you're talking about the kick. Oh,
well,
God,
no, I'm talking about the special teams overall.
Yeah, it was
the special teams have been a disaster.
Night.
Aaron Glenn and the Jets have put an emphasis on that because he believes it helps them win games, which, by the way, it does. It's a part of the game that should not get overlooked. Joe Shane and the Giants special team since he's been here have been abysmal.
Well, listen, you and I have played golf with Francesa.
Yeah.
I have played more than you. Not good. I have played lefty, which is how I swung a bat my entire life, and I didn't start playing golf until I was older. And, you know, when I was 22 after college and I started playing it, I could just try to smash the ball like a young kid and swing from the heels. And when I would catch it, I would smash it and I would bomb it, and then I hurt my back. Then I had back surgery. Then I started trying to play righty, and then basically I'm a mess, and that's what I'm doing now. I say that because I have taken golf swings where I've hit divots and missed the ball on the tee, like the kicker did last night. I mean, but that's me after, you know, three or four beers and whatever I'm doing on the golf course. I mean, for this guy, I mean,
to kick the ground before the ball, yeah, it's a little weird.
A little weird. Yeah. And then his explanation was not even consistent. He's like, well, the ball wasn't down. It was. It was down. That was the highlight of a season of complete ineptitude. And is just bereft of any sort of order.
And then obviously that leads us to who do we want to be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. For me, I want BB to be the next HC of the NYG. I said that last week, BT, when you were out. So I still believe in that. We don't know if Tomlin's going to be available. I know you want Mike McCarthy. So we had that conversation. And then the baseball as well with the Mets signing Devin Williams. It is bizarre how many former Yankees the Mets and David Stearns have signed away to be with the Mets here. Clay Holmes, Luis Severino, obviously Soto, different animal. And now Devin Williams, the latest, 3 years, $51 million.
Just remember something. It's always better to be first.
Yeah, second. I know it is true.
Unless it's Soto. Although, then you take what you can get. They're like fourth or fifth, and it's still good.
Although it is an interesting dynamic that both the Mets and the Yankees have. The Yankees could do the same thing, although I look at it differently. Would the Yankees really evaluate somebody with the Mets his first year in New York and be like, oh, well, he can make it in New York, we'll take a chance on him.
Uh-huh.
Versus the Yankees, it feels like, you know, because the Yankees are, they're just...
You could say they're the Yankees.
Yeah, they're level up. I mean, they're the Yankees.
You could say they're the Yankees.
I don't want to admit
Let it come out.
No, it's true. I'm not a liar. I mean, you got to be honest with everybody. It's a way, right? We know where the Yankees are. So the Mets kind of have that. They use the Yankees, or not use the Yankees, but they could see what the Yankees do and say, well, this guy succeeded or failed with them.
Uh-huh.
Let's bring him into New York. Although Stearns didn't. This is where he was a knucklehead. He didn't use that when it came to Frankie Montas, who was a disaster
with
the Yankees. He should have used that, information.
Listen, the Yankees have sniffed a few Mets as well. Beltran late in his career, but a couple of others here. Do you think that Bellinger's going to absolutely be back with the Yankees?
I do. I'd be stunned if they lost Bellinger.
Yeah.
Where are you at with that?
I was pretty confident, a little rattled after the conversation with somebody last night. That does not think the Yankees will go quite as far.
What are we looking at? What are we looking at terms wise?
Well, if it gets to 7 years.
Yeah, well, 7 years.
Well, no, but the people think it might.
7 years, absurd.
I wouldn't do 7 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, 6 years, whatever. I would say that would be. I think the Yankees are going to bring back. Well, what's the alternative?
He's going to get 6 years.
What's the alternative?
Tucker.
Okay, well, that's different. If you tell me they're going to go hard after Tucker, I told you that because they loved him last year.
Oh.
It's similar thought with Williams. If this were last offseason, you and every other Yankee fan be like, oh, you got to get Tucker going. You were saying that.
I know.
And now because he had a down year with the Cubs in which he was hurt, it's like, we don't really need Tucker. But I think the Yankees like Tucker, and maybe they make a bigger play for him, saying he's the better value overall, investing bigger money in him longer term than Cody Bellinger, who's been inconsistent. I think he's a great Yankee and could be a great Yankee, but maybe he goes the way of LeMahieu, where Tucker could be a stud for years to come.
I still think that both of these teams have big trades up their sleeves. I really do, and I hinted at that. As we started the offseason, Yankees have a couple of pitchers at, you know, double, triple A that are just about ready, you know, flame throwing. I'm not saying they're quite Schlittler, who seems to be different, but thought of very highly that other teams would want. I also think there's a chance they trade Jazz Chisholm. I think that that's on the table. I think that if Skubal was made available, I think the Yankees would be very aggressive. I know the Mets will. So I we're focused on Bellinger and Pete and this and Spenny and Tucker. I don't think both teams are making trades.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Fairlawn about his Giants. What's up, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
Come on, Mike.
All right, so let's put it this way. Belichick's record without Brady is 83-104. That's 187 games. That's a 44% winning record.
Okay.
Are you happy with 44%? No.
No, but I think Bill Belichick's the greatest head coach that I've ever seen.
Remember. And you also have
But why would you take Mike, why do you do this?
Mike,
hold on.
Less money.
Mike,
he was taking a lot less money so they could bring in more players.
Okay, so what? Mike, add up now all the great head coaches of all time minus their best player. I mean, come on. Who brought in Brady?
You're talking about almost 200 games.
Who,
200 games you have a season.
Who brought in Brady?
He did, but Brady took less money every year.
Mike, what is your point? What is your point? Do you think Bill Belichick's not a good head coach?
My point is, I think Belichick is a joke.
Okay, and I think you're a joke for saying that. And thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I mean, the guy has the greatest head coaching record of all time, and yet he's a joke. Now you can say you don't think he's the right fit now.
Yeah, obviously, that's what it comes down to for me.
Yeah, okay, understood. And you and I have had this argument many times. Mike's not alone in thinking that Belichick is a product of Brady. I think that's asinine. What's Bill Walsh's record without Joe Montana? I mean, look at all the... What's Chuck Knoll's record without Terry Bradshaw? Like, I mean, come on, go over all the great players that these great head coaches have had.
Shula without Marino.
Yeah, I mean...
There's a correlation there.
I mean, come on.
For sure.
I'm not saying that it's a guaranteed... Like, Parcells, to me, was the greatest... We always say with that, he's just the best program builder... Of our lifetime,
he's my
all-time
favorite.
He could go anywhere and turn a crappy football program into a respectable, sound, good, if not great, football program.
Proven.
He's done it multiple spots.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick hasn't done that. However, he did turn the Patriots into a dynasty with longevity and sustained success that has been unmatched. Like, you can't just take it away because of the quarterback who, by the way, he drafted and developed.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot there. The Belichick stuff is fascinating. So this is maybe unfair, but it happened. And then I've got a question for you. Let me just write down the question before I forget. A lot going on today. Okay, I got that. I'll ask you that in a moment. Now, I don't know if Belichick. I'm actually going to ask you the question now. I think it's worth asking. I don't know myself if Belichick has the energy required to do the job that is required to do to rebuild the Giants.
I don't know it either. I'm banking on the fact that he loves football more than anything. He doesn't need it. Why would he go to North Carolina?
Because nobody wanted him in the NFL. He wanted the Falcons job. They didn't want him.
Why not retire and go hang out with
your 24-year-old? Because he loves football, man.
Bingo.
He loves football.
He loves football.
But you can love something and still not be as effective at it as you once were.
That's different, though. You're saying you don't know if he's got the energy for it. I believe he loves it. He's never been an energetic person.
No, when I say energy, I mean like devoting. I don't mean like being rah-rah.
Yeah.
I mean just being so immersed in your craft 12, 13, 15 hours a day. You know, the sun's going down. The sun's coming up. Bill's still in the office grinding through film. I don't know. I mean, not to sound crass, but are you doing that when there's a 24-year-old waiting for you in bed?
I don't know. And obviously those are things. Well, I mean, he's going to North Carolina, the coach. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. Those are things you'd have to go over in the interview with him. I do believe, though, he's got a passion and love for football that is unmatched, even at this age. And as far as X's and O's go, discipline, accountability, I know all those things are going to be in place with him.
I've got something that I think you'll love here. All right, so I'm going to incorporate Patino for a minute. Rick is basically the same age. What's Rick, 72? Right.
Okay.
And I think Bill is 73 or 74. Same exact neighborhood. Now, forget about the fact that Rick just projects much more youthfully. And that's, you know, Rick's just lucky and he keeps himself in shape, whatever. Looks younger than Bill, acts younger than Bill. So Rick Pitino has been able to adapt to the changing climate in college basketball. First of all, I mean, going back to Providence, when he was the first to embrace the three-point shot, so he's always been an innovator. When others were reluctant, oh, it's a low-efficient shot, he's like, no, we're doing the math, and we're taking 20 a game, and it worked out, and he got that Providence team with Donovan to the Final Four when they had no business being there. So he's evolved as a coach in terms of how he instructs his players to play, how he demands that they play, but he's also evolved to the new-age world,
right.
NIL money. Every year, I got to get 80% of a new roster, which you had to do this year with the exception of Zuby and, you know, two or three other meaningful players. Whereas I don't think, and this is a long-distance read, I don't think that Bill Belichick has the adaptability to the young modern athlete and the changes that have engulfed the sport.
That's fair, but that's a different argument than saying Bill Belichick is overrated because he had the greatest head coach, greatest quarterback of all time.
Agreed. That's just one reason why I wouldn't want Belichick for the Giants.
I can agree with that. I disagree. I would take a chance, but I can understand that argument. I can't tolerate the argument of, what has Belichick ever done without Brady? It's the dumbest argument. What has Phil Jackson ever done without the greatest players of all time, Jordan and Kobe and Shaq? Mm-hmm. So is Phil Jackson a great head coach or not? I mean, Phil Jackson was such a great head coach, but yet didn't have the guts to come down and coach. Now, I know basketball is different than football, but didn't want to coach because he knows he didn't have the greatest players with the Knicks, meaning he didn't want to come down and coach.
Forget about the greatest.
Of course. So obviously, every great head coach is going to be helped along the way. Would Belichick be the dynastic head coach that he was with New England if not for the greatness of Tom Brady?
No chance.
You can say that about pretty much anybody.
Yeah, and that's
still at the baseline, he's still elite, as good as anybody else, X's and O's, accountability, and setting a discipline program in place.
That's why I'll never dismiss his greatness because of the Brady influence here, because it's impossible to fully quantify and this percentage, Belichick, this was because of Brady. I don't know. The other thing, too, now, this might not be fair, but you want an exercise in futility. Carve out, I've done this. I just don't have the notepad with me. It's in my home office because I remember doing this years ago with Tiki. It came up. I think the Jets were looking for coach, whatever the hell it was. Maybe Gase. I don't even know. But I have it somewhere at home, and I could bring it in tomorrow. So look at from the 99, from 2000 until now. Look at all the head coaches, general managers, and quarterbacks that the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills – the three other teams in the AFC East that Belichick had to play.
Right.
You know, that's 6 wins in the bag. All right, maybe you lose a rivalry game up in Buffalo, or they didn't play well in Miami a lot, which is inexcusable and I can't explain it, but you're not going to win every game is my point. Point is, they were never in there with the Steelers or the Ravens or like Seattle and the Niners and the Rams.
Teams in the postseason.
Yeah, but yes, but they always had a bye and they always had home field advantage because they had basically a 6-win cushion. So they're bagging 11, 12, 13, 14 wins a year because they were playing three of the worst run franchises for 20 plus years. That's not to diminish Bill's greatness. I'm not trying. That's just a little context.
Anthony calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ant?
Yo, BP Sal, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Not much. If you're going to ask me who should be the Giants' next head coach, BP, I think he hit it right on the head. I think Belichick's a little too old school for these new school guys. I don't think it would work out. If you're going to ask me, I think you need a guy to come in, light a fire under there. You know what? I think Gruden's the guy. I think Gruden should be the guy. And if you're going to ask me who a dream hire would be as a defensive coordinator, I think you bring in Antonio Pierce, another champion, another guy that could light a fire under these guys and get them motivated to play football.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of Pierce, and thank you for the call, Anthony. I like the idea of Pierce as a D coordinator, or at least just somewhere in the organization, in the building, on the sideline. He bleeds giant blue, obviously a Super Bowl champion. I do think he can connect to today's player. He's passionate. I was just watching an interview with him on social media somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where I saw it, but I'm a believer in Pierce. I wouldn't hire him to be the head coach, and I don't know if I would go the way of Gruden. All the things that everybody's knocking about Belichick, at least to me, Belichick was the greatest winner of all time, and I know those discipline things and all that's going to be in place. With Gruden, I'm not so sure what you're going to get. I think he would be maybe more of a program builder. I'm not saying he wouldn't have success, and I would be open to it, but the fact that he didn't have great success the last time with the Raiders would turn me off a little bit.
Okay, now listen. Now I'm going to give a little more credence to the pro-Belichick angle, even though you know where I stand, right? Just to have the conversation. So Belichick's lean years was without a quarterback, okay? I mean, applies to a lot of people, as you said. I get that, but I mean, really, an island of misfits. Mac Jones, Brissett, just scrubs. For that. Even though Brissett's playing okay Newton, now, you know what I mean. Cam Newton for a minute. So he wasn't going to win there. And you look at, like, if Belichick's coach of the Giants, and again, varying degrees of belief, my belief is through the roof for Jackson Dart. I think he can be a superstar. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that because I can't prove it. Mm-hmm. That's just what I believe right now. So I think that would take, it's not a Mac Jones or an aging Cam Newton. It's a young, up-and-coming, borderline stud. So I like that. And the other thing, too, is look at the Abdul Carter situation. Number one, if Bill Belichick's coaching the Giants, yeah, he's going to have a DC, but he's going to be basically running the defense. Do you think he's going to misutilize Abdul Carter? Like, think about the guys who break down. Exactly. From snap week
one. That's kind of my point. He's not going to. Dexter Lawrence, I think he's going to maximize whatever he can bring.
He's going to. So teach schematically.
Jackson Dart to be safer and smarter. Dart,
Yeah. Those things, I think, would be addressed and they would be taken care of immediately. So schematically, that will line itself up favorably. And the other thing, too, Carter, with his lack of professionalism, that would be addressed in such a direct, aggressive, no-nonsense way that I believe it would have been rectified in training camp if Belichick was there. So as much as I wouldn't do it, because I don't know how much juice is in the tank and the other things I've said, he still is, I mean, he's still Belichick to an extent. I just don't know what to what extent.
BT and Sal on the fan. More of your calls, 888-808-1019.
All right, let me tell you guys about FanDuel. Hey, by the way, Sal, I notice here, no mention of my red hot streak with a little perfect parlay.
Oh, I didn't know. Come on. Were you hitting those?
Well, well, your boy's ripped off a few. We'll get to those later. And luckily, I made the same plays on FanDuel, the number one sports book, so it's been a good week for your boy. Kind of.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Giants disaster last night. Are we having Baldy Rami 12:40 still? Just making sure we're good to go with that. Hoff will be back with us tomorrow. He was traveling with the Giants last night. Just making sure everything in order here. So we'll have Baldy coming up in just a little bit. We'll break down, you know, not only the Giants and Jets performance, but obviously go around week 13 and what happened and look ahead to just the landscape of where the NFL is at. We talked about the parity yesterday, BT. I think it's good. I'd be curious to get Baldy's take. I know you disagree with it. Really, it's just wide open. New England dominant this year at 11-2. At some point, you got to believe what your eyes are saying with these teams that are top teams. Think about it. New England 11-2, the Jaguars all of a sudden 8-4 atop the AFC South, the Broncos obviously 10-2, you have the Bears at 9-3, Rams, Seahawks, Niners all bunched up there, NFC West. So maybe some surprises there for the majority, I would say, of these divisions, some surprises atop those divisions.
I would go so far as to say there's surprises atop every division right now. So, you know, again, different elements to critique or to judge here as we project forward. But again, Patriots, they lead the AFC East. I mean, are they really that team? We'll find out.
Who do you think wins the North?
I think the Ravens will find a way to win it. I know their defense has gotten better as they've gotten healthier, but, you know, Lamar's not physically right this year, so there's a little question there.
And since he worked their way back in,
I don't think so.
They just beat up on Baltimore. I mean, it's going to be a long road.
I don't think so. I'd have to check the Ravens' schedule in terms of, and same for the Bengals and head-to-head stuff, tiebreakers,
Bengals
whatever.
They play in Buffalo this weekend.
Loss.
And then home against the Ravens. If they could win those two games, I mean, it's a big if, obviously.
Oh, geez.
Then maybe they're... But I don't think the Steelers are any good.
I don't. I'm not counting. I do think the Ravens find a way to win the division, but I'm still not sold on them like I've been sold on previous Ravens teams, which is my point. The Jaguars in the South. Now, the Colts have lost two straight. Jones is banged up. Gardner's out maybe for the year, whatever. We'll see. The Jaguars. All right, the Jaguars are interesting. You know, their point differential is 70 points less than the Colts, who are going in the wrong direction. Do you fully believe in the Jags? I don't know how you do.
What about the Texans?
I respect their surge. I mean, to say that I fully believe in them would be nonsensical at this point. They're 7-5.
Right, but they've won four straight. They're 7-5, and they got arguably the best defense in the NFL.
Their defense is very good. It's kind of right there with Denver, so you're not wrong with that.
They're one game back. Colts are going the wrong way. The Texans schedule, they play at Kansas City, which is going to be... Kansas City loses this game, they're done. They can't make they're toast.
Oh, they have to win. I still don't think they're getting it no matter what they do.
Exactly.
I really don't.
So they have to win this game, so that's going to be a tough one. Texans then home against the Cardinals, home against the Raiders, at Chargers, home against the Colts to close it out.
Yeah, you know, that's a couple of wins for sure. First two baked in. But then you go to the West. All right, Denver's amazing. Their defense is great. You love the coach here. But, you know, I'm not sold on them getting to the Super Bowl. And then think about when you go to the NFC, all the critiques and concerns we've had about the Eagles. I mean, they blow a 21-zip lead
in Dallas.
Can the
Cowboys win that division?
No, I don't think that they can. That would very much surprise. Well, I mean, listen,
3-1 in the division, so they have a better record in the division than the Eagles.
Can they? Yes. Will they? No. Should have been more definitive on the no.
At Detroit, this is Cowboys.
I don't know who the hell is going to win that game.
At Detroit Thursday, that's an elimination game.
That's a great game.
Home against the Vikings.
A win.
Home against the Chargers.
Flip a coin.
At the Commanders. At the Giants.
They got some wins coming up, man.
Yeah, now let me just do real
That's
quick.
That's interesting.
Philadelphia
yeah.
schedule.
Okay.
At the Chargers.
Yep.
Home against the Raiders.
Okay.
At Commanders.
Okay.
Bills. Home against the Commanders.
Okay. I mean, is Jaden Daniels getting back at all? Do we know about that? Is he getting back? All right. So the point is, it's murky in the NFC East, right? Then you get to the North, and the Bears are a great story. Do you believe in them to get to a Super Bowl? Now, again, you just preface this with division leaders, and I'm going through every division. Tampa Bay. I mean, who doesn't respect the hell out of Baker? I wish he was quarterback at the Jets. I love him. I love his moxie. Mm-hmm. He's out there with his shoulder hanging up by a thread. Listen, they're going to probably win it, or Carolina. You don't believe in either one in terms of going far. And the Rams were the one team that I'm like, they are definitively the best team in football. I've had that opinion for 2 weeks now, maybe three. And they just lost a game that they shouldn't lose. So even they're not impenetrable. So I don't like this. As I said yesterday, I like to have two teams in each conference that are head and shoulders above everybody. You know, you gradually get through it. You got two Titans, like an Allen and Mahomes in the conference championship game. You got two studs on the other side waiting for the Super Bowl, and you get some history. This will be unique. This will be exciting. It will be unpredictable. It's not optimal for me, but a lot of people disagree with me on that.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Dominic is in Westchester. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dom. What's going on, man?
So my family thinks I'm crazy. I drove last night 4 o'clock to get to the game, just in time to watch the punt return, and then we're watching. And it looked like the varsity playing the JV team. I mean, this team gave up. And
yeah.
That was my observation. Second one, there were a lot more Giant fans than people think. But my son looks at me and he goes, "How come they're not more? Like, why don't they make more noise?" I go, "What have we got to root for?"
The draft. get him ready for the draft there, Dom. Maybe Santa brings a jersey that says draft on the back of it.
And I still think Bill Belichick is still the guy to go to come back to this team. We need someone that when that coach walks into that stadium, into that locker room, he's going to demand respect immediately. That's what we need on this team. This team is a joke.
You see, that's what I want, at least the bottom line. And thank you for the call, Dominic. At least I know the floor with Belichick is he's going to command respect. He's going to get everything in that building in order. The college game is different, so forget about 1 year at North Carolina. The true testament would be next year. And then you talk about not being able to relate to the NFL players. Well, it's even worse at college.
No, I know it is.
So I think Bill's better.
And it hasn't gone well.
I think he's better off or would be better set up for success at the NFL level, especially with the quarterback in place and some of the pieces that the Giants have. You don't think their defense would be immediately better with Bill Belichick running the show?
There's no question.
I mean, schematically, he's second to none.
Yeah, he's a
wizard.
Forget
about Brady. What about what he did as a defensive coordinator? We all talk about Parcells. Well, where was Parcells without Bill Belichick with the Giants?
Think about what they did to the Bills and that Bills offense. We're going to stop Thurman and take him out of the game.
So defensively, schematically, even with the offense, I trust Bill Belichick. But even forget about that for a second. When you come in with the idea of the respect, the credibility, even though it's been dented over the recent years, I still think that would go a long way building the Giants back up.
Fair. I'm not even going to push back on that, but why don't you think that Mike McCarthy walking in, maybe not the same gravitas, but certainly an element of presence and, just respect? Why?
I don't think it's at that level. I'm not saying it's bad. Dude, because I've watched McCarthy. And
if you've watched him, which I know you have, you've watched him win.
I know,
a lot.
But I didn't think Dallas was buttoned up at all. I think
still
they were
49 and 35.
They were sloppy. He's just not he's not a great in-game X's and O's guy. Again, I'll meet you in the middle where you could meet me with Bill a little bit.
I'll meet
you and say it's not the worst hire. I'd rather that than some first-time coordinator, I guess. I just don't. My gut would tell me that I'd rather the upside with both Belichick and Gruden than McCarthy, who I think has a ceiling, especially in this specific situation.
I hear you, but think about the Cowboys under Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, right.
And then think about him under McCarthy.
Okay.
But well, look, he inherited Garrett's mess.
Did you think that? I thought they would be worse, the Cowboys, without McCarthy and going with Schottenheimer? Come on, dude. They've been good here, and they've, in the middle of the season, fixed the defense here.
They have. That's true. Well, they also got Quinnen Williams to kind of bump still, a little bit. You know, they fixed it.
They traded Parsons away. Everybody's ripping everybody. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, they kind of settled down a little bit.
And CeeDee was hurt. CeeDee missed time. So they were still winning some games with CeeDee out. And by the way, CeeDee's had a case of the dropsies this year.
I know. And Pickens, I never liked as a receiver dating back to his Steelers
days. He's a stud, though, Pickens, now. I didn't like him. He's an interesting guy. Now, that to me is evidence that the right coach is going to unlock Abdul Carter. Because Pickens was thought to be maybe different issues than Carter so far early year one with the Giants. But, you know, a little bit of a wanderer, a little bit of a young player who colors outside the lines. George Pickens is a beast.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back, we'll have Brian Boldinger join us, as Boldy will take us around the league, get us caught up on the latest with the Jets and Giants as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's welcome in Brian Boldinger. We are joined right now by Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Boldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Why don't we start there, Baldy? Off of that dreadful, miserable performance last night, who would you want to see be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
I know Steve Spagnuolo would be a pretty good choice to me. Like, all he does is put together great defenses, won a lot of Super Bowls, very organized. Spags would be a guy that I would be interested in.
What about Belichick? His name has come up a lot. I know you love him. At this point, would you hire Belichick to be the HC, the NYG?
I might try to go a little bit younger, you know, honestly. Nothing against Bill. I don't know if he wants to leave North Carolina. I don't know that you could pry him away from that school right now. He seems pretty committed to it.
Really?
But I would I'd probably pick up the phone and have a conversation. I'd like to see, you're talking about the staff. Like, is he going to go get Dante Scarnecchia and go get, you know, go get all the guys, you know, Gerard Mayo and go get Pepper and, you know, go get Josh McDaniels to call plays. I mean, I'd like to know what the staff is going to look like because it wasn't very good at the end.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of, you know, them really on decline.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So Boldy, what about McCarthy? I know he's not Belichick, but he's younger. He's won a lot. He's won in multiple spots, high-profile spots, even won some games when Dak got hurt. I'm not saying he's a home run, but he's solid. You think the Giants really consider him?
Yeah, they should consider. I think they should consider guys that have won and have a winning pedigree. And obviously had a great run in Green Bay and didn't do bad in Dallas. Won, you know, didn't do well in the postseason, but, you know, they got to the postseason and they won a lot of games. And so, you know, he's always looking at the offenses in this league, always looking at ways that they can improve, and whether it's pre-snap motions or formations, you know, the type of plays that work right now against certain coverages. I mean, I think, you know, he's going to be pretty innovative. They're going to be able to run the football. They're going to be committed to the running game with Mike. He's always had that as part of a foundation of what he does.
Yep. All right. So, Baldy, let's get to the Abdul Carter stuff. All right. So, you know, you make a mistake. All right. You're late. Whatever happened the first time shouldn't happen, but it does. They're humans. Correct it quickly and make sure it doesn't happen again. Instead, he does the exact opposite. He does it again and shows no remorse post game. So that's a real problem in terms of either how he's wired or maybe a foreshadowing to his future as a pro. And then I want you to comment on that. But I think almost as big of an issue is that there's no internal leadership. Peer-to-peer leadership is a powerful thing, as you know. And it seems like these veterans in the locker room, I know that Carter's got to take the blame for his actions, but I don't think that they've got a real stable leadership core there because it keeps happening. Is that unfair?
Yeah, no, I mean, when I saw that he didn't start, he's sitting on a bench, that's a problem. Like, I want to like Abdul. I've gotten to know him a little bit. I want to like him. I want to see him develop, but that's not the way. What he's doing is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. You have to be committed. Well, look at the great players. Like Will Anderson was the third pick in the draft. That guy changes the game every Sunday. Nobody plays harder. That's what he should be. And if you were probably playing in Houston with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, that's what he would become. I do agree that the locker room has to be like that. It has to be peer pressure. You can't get away with it. But it's obviously not run that way. There's now that they don't have that type of leadership there. And so that's got to come from the coach then, because it's not coming from the players. But you hope that it would come from the players and that they would police it themselves and they would pick him up by the scruff of his neck when he's late for a meeting and literally let him know about it. And that's not happening. So I want him to be a self-starter where that never has to happen. But obviously, two times is a trend.
Yep.
It's going in the wrong direction.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How about the production, Baldy, with Abdul Carter? I'm offended by the lack of discipline or lack of care about being there with the team on time, whatever. But what's the explanation for why he's not registering any impact on whether it's Sunday, Monday nights for the Giants?
Yeah, he made a couple plays yesterday. Ball got out fast. I'm not defending him. Like, I think he has to play harder. You know, I got to see more power than what he has demonstrated. He's got movement. He can slip blocks. Like, he's, you know, I mean, that's why he was drafted so high. But I got to see, when the ball's thrown to Hunter Henry 30 yards down the field, I got to see better effort to get after the ball. Like, I just got to see it, you know. And I didn't see a sprint to the football, especially if you didn't play the first quarter. You'd think that you would be the hardest working guy out there on the field, and that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that Dart is a better athlete than Drake May, although I think Drake May, you know, extends the pocket, whether he's stepping back or stepping up or going side, you know, a little half a foot just to give himself some room. I think he's amazing at that. But I guess my question is there that much different in talent? Like, if Drake May was on the Giants and you had Jackson Dart with the Pats, is there a big difference?
In the actual talent, no. I don't think there's a big difference.
Okay.
I think they both played a lot of college football. They both have, you know, similar size. Jackson might be a little faster. I don't know. I mean, this is very similar. There just is an accountability in New England that the way that they function, and the quarterback is part of that, but he's also a part of why they function so well. And, you know, obviously Jackson has had no foundation like that. Coaches fired and all the stuff that's happened. But I talked to Jackson. I talked to Drake a couple weeks ago before a game, and he was just telling me, man, Baldy, if you saw what we have to do every day, like what we're accountable for and how we're held to be accountable for just every little detail. And that's where the success lies. They make it look easy. They make everything look easy last night. But that's what happens when everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. And you didn't even know that's a backup left guard. That was a backup left tackle in there last night. I mean, guys that I didn't know that were even still in the league, but were playing at a good level.
Yeah, and yet they just dominated the football game. How about Dart's style of play, Baldy? It's a fine line between letting a player be himself and maximizing his skill set and his attitude, but also teaching him to be smart. I mean, he got de-cleated last night trying to get the first down out of bounds. That to me is just a stupid play. And Dart afterwards saying basically he's not going to change, go back and watch my high school film. What about his style of play?
Well, he's not going to survive. Nobody does. Steve Young ran like that. Wild. When he first took over. I mean, we're going way back. But nobody, I mean, Troy talked about it last night. You're not going to survive in this league. Christian Ellis isn't even a starting linebacker and knocked the living hell out of him. But that's what every linebacker in the league would be looking to do. Like, he's going to stay in bounds. He's not going out. They're going to go take their shots. And it was a legal shot. It was shoulder to shoulder. And he sent him flying. Now, Jackson popped right up. Great. But nobody at that position, Mike Vick, I don't care. Pick a guy. Nobody's surviving in this business. Running reckless like that. That's just not smart.
Can't do
it. He's got to learn how to protect himself. And I don't care if he ran like that in high school. They're not hitting him like that in high school.
Yeah, high school.
And they're
not
hitting him like that in the SEC.
Yeah.
But he's got to change.
Yeah.
Well, but how? We could say that he's got, is that just on the coach to teach him the right way? Is he going to learn eventually? How do you get from where Dart's at and his mental or his mindset, his mental attitude right now? How do you get that to change?
Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, you get Malik Nabers out there, you get some elite players that can go win, you know, and get the ball out of his hands on time where he's not holding it, and he feels like he's the only guy that can convert that third down. Like, I got to do it. We're not going to do it. And so, you know, you hope that if you get elite talent, Hunter Henry, Stephon Diggs, you look at what they have in New England right now. I mean, that quarterback isn't looking to run. He will do it. He'll run for a couple first downs a game, but he's not looking to do that. The ball's getting out of his hands on time. And so you hope that if you surround him with much better talent and guys that can win and you trust, that he's not going to hold the ball and have to run like that.
Hey, by the way, is Drake May the MVP right now? Stafford coming off a bad game?
Well, I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over. He's thrown 23 touchdowns and they've won 10 in a row. They're the hottest team in football. Like, you know, you would think that maybe Jonathan Taylor, or you sneak a running back in there, you know, if they continue to win, but they're the number one offense in football. But you have to, he's in the conversation of the top three or four guys
100%.
Right now. The throw to Kayshon Boutte is an absolute, it's a pearl.
Yes.
It's an absolute pearl in that throw.
Yeah. And by the way, Dart had one too, if Theo Johnson could have made that
play.
Yeah,
no question.
That was a good throw. So a good way to become competitive, you know, button up special teams, don't turn the ball over, reduce penalties, all things that Aaron Glenn's Jets, Baldy, are suddenly starting to do. Now, when they were 0-7, I mean, people were calling us up saying they hired the wrong guy, he should be fired. So let's not go nuts the other way and say that they've got the Super Bowl winning coach in their building. They may or they may not. But he has really stabilized this. And I think even more than that, he has shown a resilience that is necessary to lead a team like the Jets, who's been in the wilderness for so long, out of the darkness. Talk about Glenn, what you see.
I see that. They won 3 of the last 5 games. They're 3-2 over the last 5 after starting 0-7. Special teams is a strength. Like, I always say this every year, you want to win 2 games because of special teams. You definitely don't want to lose 2 games. They lost the Pittsburgh game because of special teams. Isaiah Williams is much better than Xavier Gibson. That's an upgrade. I believe that this Adonai Mitchell can be a real player. Mm-hmm. He is an elite talent. Like, when he came out of the draft, he was a top 30 player. He scored in the 52-yard touchdown, ran right by the corner.
Yep.
I think that guy has a chance to be really good. The offensive line has improved. Now, they didn't play great. That's a pretty good front in Atlanta. They didn't play great on Sunday, but it is becoming more cohesive. They're the only team in the league that has started the same 5 guys 12 weeks in a row. So for the first time, however they're practicing, however they're doing it, Like, we used to see guys get hurt every week on that group for years. Like, they've started, they're going to start their 13th straight week together. Like, so maybe the way they're practicing is a little bit different than what they've done in the past, in a good way.
Yep.
And so I do see improvement. We're seeing guys that, you know, weren't in this league to start. Juwan Briggs has been a real, you know, a real pleasant surprise. But the special teams is a strength to this football team right now.
Yep.
And you got to, like, okay, all right, this is one way to win a game. And they won it because of their special teams the other day. The kicker, the operation was perfect. It was excellent. You know, the Giants wish they had a kicker. Just a kicker, you know, that could actually kick, you know, like, and not be embarrassed.
Yep. So, I listen, the Jets may win another game or two. They're not going to be picking top three or top four. Work this scenario through with us here. Let's say they're picking six or seven. Right now they're six. They've got wide receiver one in and they might have wide receiver two. They might have tight end one. They've got running back one. They got a couple of good old linemen, obviously. Six picks, seven. And they've got to look at the draft more thoroughly. But what is the, with that kind of a pick, if it's not a quarterback, what position do you think the Jets need to target most? Safety? Corner? Where do they go?
Safeties don't ever get drafted that high.
Well, unless you're the Jets, like idiots, like Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams, yeah. Who's basically a strong side linebacker. Yeah. I mean, you're always looking at pass rush. You're always looking at corner. I mean, you're going to get an elite corner. Like, Christian Gonzalez is a top 10 pick, and he's an elite player. Like, every week, he's the best defensive back on the field. But, you know, you're going to get you're going to need a number one corner. Azaria might become a good player. But, you know, if you're picking top six or seven, you want to get yourself a game changer, and that's either usually pass rusher or corner.
Bull, do you think the NFL is better with the parity? BT and I were having this conversation yesterday. You think it's better with the feeling of anybody could go out there and get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, or you like it having the dynasty being, you know, in the postseason, having a team try to knock them off?
Well, I think it's good this year that Chicago is relevant and playing really good football. New England is back. Seattle is really good. Carolina can go beat the Rams, you know, because, you know, two red zone turnovers. You know, it really swung the balance, and, you know, they were able to make a couple plays. I like it. I think right now nobody knows anything. You know, it's a week-to-week league. Does Cincinnati at four wins somehow win out and overtake Pittsburgh and Baltimore? Like, I think there's a lot of intrigue coming down the stretch right now. Can Dallas, who was dead in the crypt 3 weeks ago, looks like they're unbeatable right now. So I like the way it's set up right now because – nobody can predict anything.
You think Kansas City gets in?
No.
There you go, Baldy. Yes. I'm with you.
And that I'm with you with the parity, Baldy. I like it, but it's bad for everybody if Kansas City doesn't find a way to at least get in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they play the Chargers in 2 weeks, and that's going to, you know, one of those two teams is going to get bounced out in that game. That's week 15. One of them is going to get bounced out.
Thanks, Baldy. We appreciate the time as always. Yeah.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.